I guess another common question is about the patient who has the smaller node-negative tumor, particularly under 1 centimeter. What do we know about the natural history of patients with these tumors when they're HER2 positive and the impact of trastuzumab?
None of those patients were enrolled in the clinical trials, and it was based exactly on that. We did not know, and we still don't know clearly, the natural history of small HER2-positive tumors. So at this moment, we are not routinely recommending trastuzumab chemotherapy for everybody who has a tumor less than 1 centimeter. We're taking into consideration the size. You know, is it close to 1 centimeter, such as 0.9 versus a 0.3-centimeter tumor? But also to address this issue, we are looking at our database at Mayo right now, at the 3 Mayo sites, pulling out the tumor specimens of patients diagnosed with invasive breast cancer and looking at the natural history of HER2-positive versus HER2-negative in the context also of estrogen receptor status. When we wrote initially these adjuvant trastuzumab trials, we wanted to enroll patients who we felt had a high enough risk of relapse because we didn't know about how efficacious these drugs was going to be. Now I think we'll be much more liberal, even though in the ALTO study, we're still enrolling patients whose tumors are greater than 1 centimeter. So we're having that cutoff.